This poem is called Ramadan, and it is the month of Ramadan right now, the fasting month. And what's really interesting and beautiful to me about Ramadan is that one of the reasons we fast during Ramadan is that the month of revelation, the day of revelation when the Quran was supposedly revealed, it takes place in the third week of the month of Ramadan. But beautifully to me, and quite typical of the Muslim world, nobody can agree on anything. And it's known to have taken place in the third week of the month and on an odd-numbered night. And so typically, at least in Shia Islam, which my family is a follower of Shia Islam, we celebrate this Laylatul Qadr, the night of revelation, three times, on the 19th, the 21st, and the 23rd evenings, just to make sure we are doing it on the right night, to make sure we don't miss it, which is manic and crazy and also very beautiful. So this poem is called Ramadan. You wanted to be so hungry, you would break into branches and spin a knot of hunger in your stomach. You are not to know when revelation poured. You will have to choose between the starving month's 19th, 21st, and 23rd evenings. The liturgy begins to echo itself, and you wonder, why does it matter? If groundwater is scarce, you can stretch nets into the sky and harvest the fog. Hunger opens you to illiteracy. Thirst makes clear the starving pattern. The thick night is so quiet. The spinning spider pauses. The angel stops whispering for a moment, listening. But the secret night could already be over. You are never going to know which night's mouth is sacredly reciting and which night's recitation is secretly only wind.